This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Joining us now with reaction, former deputy assistant to the president, Fox News, National Ashton Gorka, and our Secret Service agent, Dan Bongino. Let's start with you, Dr. Gorka. It's a pretty fundamental thing. All the things that the mayor said last night, the president's attorney said last night about Hillary, about Mueller, about Comey, about the investigation. Huge news that he's making here, and they focus on 30 seconds because that's where the corrupt media goes. They don't want to hear the truth.
First things first, Sean, I have to congratulate you because you're getting close to the president's record for living rent-free in the mind of the liberal left media. They're obsessed with you. They're obsessed with you. And I like how they spend the whole day. I followed it all day. How they selected one half a sentence from the mayor's statement on your show, but they missed the beginning where he said, amongst other things, that's the reason why he was fired. These people haven't even passed year one in journalism school, and they have to maintain a narrative. It's like those 49 questions. Those 49 questions are a mark of desperation. There is no case, there is no conclusion. So three quarters of those questions are about trying to police your thought. We only do that in dictatorships. We don't do that in America, Sean.
Yeah, and by the way, these are the actual questions. What did you think about Comey's testimony? What did you think about Sessions' recusal? What did you think about the appointment of his special counsel? It doesn't matter what he thought.
No.
It matters what he did. And the fact that goes over their head, on the one hand, it infuriates me. On the other hand, I got to laugh. Dan Bongino, look at this, that Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, talked about how Mueller's questions are a perjury trap. He talked about Comey, we just played it, being a disgraceful liar and how the probe is tainted. He talked about how Hillary's a criminal, belongs in jail, and that Comey fixed the entire case with Hillary. Then he talked about how Comey should be prosecuted for leaking confidential information. None of that, for the most part, is covered today. But the only thing they cover is Stormy, and they even got that wrong.
Well, Sean, they're invested in this now. They can't get away from the Russia hoax. They're embedded in this. They've sold it to us for a year. But, Sean, this is a case built by liars for liars. The three liars, Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, they built this on a bed of lies, this collusion hoax, for liars up on Capitol Hill and people in the media that had to obstruct the Trump presidency with a fake collusion hoax. This is nonsense. And on the topic of the question, Sean, let me just tell you, when I was a Secret Service agent, I went to a very sophisticated advanced interrogation school. They actually came into our training center. One of the things they always taught us when you're trying to get people into a trap in an interview is ask open-ended questions. In other words, don't ask, is your name Sean Hannity? You're just going to say yes. An open-ended question would be, well, what's your name? Because if you're involved in an identity theft case, you may slip up and actually give the wrong name. That's what they're trying to do. Do not do this interview. It is a huge mistake. It's a trap.
Joining us now with reaction.
Well, there it is. Sebastian Gorka, Dan Bongino on Sean Hannity, and again, breaking it down further, what, was expressed by America's mayor, Giuliani, now the president's consulting attorney on this whole situation as the pressure is mounting and the pushback and the lines of defense are being set up even more so. And even more so defined, wouldn't you say, over the insanity? I say insanity of all this stuff. I mean, all these moving parts, and you come away from it and go, okay, what do you know? Do you know anything more than you knew previously? Is anything coming out of this deal? And of course, the resolution is finally, okay, we'll let Mueller, for all the money that we've invested, let's see what he can come up with if he's going to do his job. But no doubt it seems that the cards might be stacked against conservatism and, of course, Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The one and only Dan Perkins coming up next. Stay with us.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, in the midst of the collusion delusion, as that continues, we have to deal about, you know, real things in life, things that make a difference, that can really get this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is why we have Dan Perkins here. He's a master storyteller, foreign policy analyst, and author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy. Mr. Dan, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir. And yourself, Mr. Ambassador?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. As we continue to, you know, work with, you know, with our vets, in spite of not having Ronny Jackson confirmed, he backed out. And, of course, we find out later after all that hoopla, Dan, that, you know, there's, again, you know, that's the order of the day out of D.C. They just cannot give it straight. You got all these mixed agendas and all these lies and fake news going all about. I mean, it's going to get to the point that nobody's going to want to work for this government.
Well, not only that, there was an interesting story this week about one guy said, I'm not going to work or support a Republican ever again, because if to do that means you're going to put your entire fortune at risk because you're going to get sued by the Democrats.
I mean, look what's happening. Exactly. Well, it's not just the Democrats. You're getting sued. You know, some of these people are having to endure bankruptcy. For what? Because they wanted to serve. They wanted to serve the country, and because they happened to be on the wrong side. You know, they weren't involved with Hillary Clinton, and you know, busting up evidence, or you know, lying, or doing whatever you know she did in terms of double dipping and paying for play. You know, this is what the media is telling everybody: is you better make sure you pick the right side. If you pick that side that cheats and steals from the American people, I guess you're okay. But if you try to do something with any kind of integrity, ain't gonna happen.
Right. So it's you know, the idea that Mr. Trump is a wealthy man and he's not taking any presidential salary and he's doing it on his own and he's paying all of his attorneys. But it's, you know, now is it become enormously expensive to run for president, but it's enormously expensive to stay in office to protect your reputation.
To defend yourself. I mean, and it's bad enough. It's you and your family. You know, we were talking with Ron Kessler earlier and talking about what, Melania Trump must endure with all these rumors and, you know, things that are coming up all along. I mean, I think it's bad enough when you hear about Stroke and Lisa Page all the time, you know, oh, you know, the FBI lovers and all that. I mean, gosh, what that must do to their mates and their family, you know, to have this tossed out there. They could care less. It's all salacious and, you know, let it go. And let's give people like Stormy Daniels more than her 15 minutes of fame. I mean, she's just she's cashing in bank right now for all that the media is doing. I mean, she couldn't have asked for anything better than this.
I mean, isn't it amazing that she's, and I know this is a somewhat of a family show, but she's on a tour of the United States working in, and it's, and her title of her tour is Make America Horny Again. Now,
yeah.
I just have a fundamental problem that we're talking about the president and the presidential office. At the same time, we're talking about giving almost equal footing to this woman in something that happened 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But the idea that America will spend the money to go to these strip clubs to see her, you're right, she's cashing in. Mm-hmm. But the issue really is that's not being talked about, and I'm about to write a piece and on it, is that what we have with the Cullen attack is that we have an assault upon client and attorney privileged information.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another attack on confidentiality agreements and non-disclosure agreements. And many times corporations will have their employees, especially if they have patent-sensitive information, will require them to sign a non-disclosed agreement or a confidentiality agreement as part of their employment.
Unless you're Chinese, but that's a whole other story.
Yes, in a different language.
That's right.
But the point is that we're systematically trying to take apart the Constitution. And and there are some people talking about it, but the vast majority of people don't seem to care that we are taking apart the Constitution, and that's a huge mistake.
Exactly.
The other thing is, and I haven't talked to you about this, I ran a marketing campaign on Facebook for my latest both children's book, got 183,000 page views for Why Can't Grammy Remember Me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought out my fourth terrorist book, Terrorist Gold, and that got 693,000 page views. I ran a promotion on the original trilogy, an audiobook on a three-on-one deal with a flash memory stick, and in 2 weeks that got 569,000 page views.
Wow!
And all of my books have been suspended from Facebook.
All of them have been suspended?
Yes, I've been taken down from Facebook. I can no longer market anything on Facebook.
And what are they saying?
Well, that's the interesting thing. They don't have to tell you why. So when I got the notice from Facebook, and it said that I was not complying with the policies of Facebook. Well, Bill, let me tell you, every piece of advertising, every video that I produced, all had to go to Facebook to be approved before it could be used.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem, Bill, was 1.3 million page views in a very short period of time. I made it to the radar screen of Facebook.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And here's the killer. The campaign for the special offer for the trilogy went up on Easter Sunday morning. And it was closed on the 17th of April.
Mm-hmm.
So it got 569,000 views. It got 123,000 click-throughs to the landing page. Not one single sale out of 120,000 click-views.
That's impossible.
I called my social media person, and he talked to a bunch of other people. He said, that's not possible. It is not possible that you didn't get anything.
Right.
But he went to Google Analytics, and this is what he found. Of the 120,000 click-throughs, they all disconnected in less than 8 seconds. So he believes that there was an automatic disconnect built into the response by Facebook.
Wow. This is the kind of stuff they're doing, and somehow they're pleading some sort of, I don't even know if it's plausible deniability, or they're just flat out lying, because what Zuckerberg said before Congress was, seemingly on the surface, kind of benign, that he was aware and they were going to do. But, look, you've got to know the institution is so it's so filled with ideologues that whether or not you declare in your application that you're a conservative or liberal, you better be liberal by the time you find a desk there at Facebook, or you're not going to be there for long, are you not?
Yes, he said before Congress that the Silicon Valley is extremely left.
Yes.
And so is his company. So he didn't deny that he was in a left environment.
Yeah,
and he was
operating
in a left environment.
Well, we'll pick it up from there when we come back. Dan Perkins with us on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You
Martinez Live.
It's all about you and for you. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our terrorism foreign policy analyst Dan Perkins continues with us. Dan, as you were saying, you know, this is an issue of free speech. This is all about our Constitution. Are we going to be governed by our Constitution, or have the elites and those on the radical left, like Zuckerberg et al., have they gotten a hold of our communication channels to such a degree that conservatives and those that are freedom-loving constitutionalists, that we're now marginalized to the point that we're not going to have any place at all in this culture?
Well, that's a great question, Bill, and let me answer it very, very succinctly for you. What I found out is after I was banned from Facebook, there's no alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Google is not a real alternative. Twitter is not an alternative. LinkedIn is not an alternative. They control the social media framework in the United States. And so conservatives, unless they start their own networks, and
we're going to have
to compete.
We got to. We have no choice, Dan, because the thing is, what happens? I mean, the thing is quite galling when you think about it. I mean, I'm old broadcast school. I was from the old days when the FCC would not allow, our federal government would not allow a takeover of the communication channels by any radio station, any group, of course, through, you know, some of these goofy laws that came up in the end of, you know, the 20th century. That was, you know, one of those unintended consequences. They had taken off the shackles, and they were intended to allow for more minority ownership of broadcast entities, but it did just the opposite. It allowed for consolidation,
right.
And now you go to markets, and, you know, basically you've got maybe a dozen entities that are controlling all the radio stations across the country. I mean, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Where before you used to go to market, there'd be, you know, 100 different owners. No, not anymore. They've all sold out to these big entities. And so that's all part and parcel, and this consolidation contributing. But who would have thought that through this social media reigns, and I think this is a bit of the shock in which there's shockwaves that are going in, especially after Mark Zuckerberg. The Democrats, boy, they're all happy. They're fat and happy. They're excited. Oh, yeah, let's just keep this going. But the conservatives have to bounce back. There's got to be channels of conservatism that open up in order to help balance this out. And sadly, you know, it may have to be regulated, and that but, you know, that may be the counterbalance to all this. I don't know.
It could be. Could be.
So
should we move on?
Yeah, we got to move on because we got lots going on here. But as you say, it's a freedom of speech issue, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, you know, Dan, I was just talking with somebody else here from Summit Ministries in California. They had to pull out of there because Governor Brown and the Democrats, the one-party state, is now saying anything that you do about if you can't accept the LGBTQ agenda, and if you say anything against it, even a religious order, I mean, it's to the point that maybe the Bible, I mean, seriously, the Bible may be kicked out of the state of California. That's how bad this has gotten. It's pretty crazy stuff. But this is today, the day after a National Day of Prayer. But I want to talk about Bibi Netanyahu and the bombshell that he exploded here across, not only across America, but around the world regarding Iran.
Yes. Well, you know, when the story first came out about what happened, the first question that I got on a radio show was, so where did it come from?
Mm-hmm.
How did they get it? I said, I can tell you one word. One word will explain everything if you understand what the one word means.
Mm-hmm.
The one word is Mossad.
Mossad, exactly.
The co-op, the black ops people of the Israeli government. That's and then later in the week it was reported that in fact it was Mossad who captured all this data. Again, the left was criticizing Mr. Trump when he was talking about seriously considering not certifying on May the 12th
mm-hmm.
Iranian compliance. And what Benjamin Netanyahu did with this demonstration of all this evidence proved Mr. Trump was right that he couldn't trust them.
Exactly.
And there wasn't really a mechanism for us to trust Iran, and you put that at the feet of John Kerry and Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Who gives the enemy 30 days to prepare before you come and inspect them?
I mean,
that was the deal. And we're going to let them determine whether they're complying or not, not somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that all this evidence that shows that they've lied to the world has benefited Mr. Trump and his position. And I think that there are world leaders who were naive during these discussions, find themselves in an embarrassing situation mm-hmm. to admit that perhaps Mr. Trump was right based on the evidence that Mossad got for the Israeli government.
Well, I know people don't want to hear this, but John Kerry and Barack Obama were totally incompetent. I mean, this is really what it comes out, Dan. I mean, you know, we can be politically correct about it and, you know, one thing or another. But look, you had a theorist who came into the Oval Office. He operated on theory. He totally rejected empirical evidence in history, thought he could change the world, change human nature, and, you know, put America at risk, our national security at risk. He single-handedly was the most dangerous president in the modern era that I can think of.
I agree. And I wrote about this a lot, Bill, how crazy this deal was. You know, and what president of the United States agrees to send an airplane load of cash to a foreign government?
Unmarked bills, all this stuff. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It reeked of deception from the get-go.
Yeah, and if you look at the negotiating session, every time they'd have a session, the Kerry would come out and say they're making progress, and the guy from Iran would come out and say, you know, infidels, you know, death to America, nothing's going to happen. It's like they were at two different meetings.
Exactly.
And he couldn't and wouldn't admit that he was being played. And it was more important to get something down on paper that the leaders could agree to than to whether it was a good and functional agreement. And the fact that Obama chose not to bring it to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for ratification, it was never a treaty. It was, in essence, a memorandum of understanding or an executive order.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't have the weight of the constitutional authority behind it.
Was it that John Kerry? I mean, this sounds kind of menial, but I mean, almost like, you know, it was as if John Kerry was more interested in a Nobel Peace Prize than he was about doing right by the people. Truly, I mean, time and again, I mean, Donald Trump has been such an exposing catalyst and agent, and this is why the deep state is running scared: is that the curtain's being pulled back, and we're seeing the Wizard of Oz and the Mad Hatter, you know, just moving, you know, levers like crazy, trying to get control of what they once had firmly in their grasp. But it's slipping, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I think every day it goes by that we learn more and more. The still great mystery to me, Bill, and I don't understand this. Why has not the Justice Department reopened an investigation into the email activity and the Clinton Foundation? They have not done it, and I don't understand why Sessions has not done that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the deal. He's said that he's considering it, but it's all moving rather slowly. And I don't know if they're just, you know, this is kind of a game of chess a little bit here, Dan. And I don't know if they're waiting to just find when Mueller shows his cards, that somehow Session, you know, is holding back a trump card. I mean, to be able to say, okay, you want to play that card? Well, then we're going to let this one go. And, you know, then we really are going to enter into a constitutional crisis that America could never imagine, all brought to you by this Trump derangement syndrome that we're all being subjected to. Dan Perkins, right. Author and terrorism and foreign policy analyst. Dan, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Steve Leader joins us. The rabbi is the senior rabbi of Wilshire Boulevard Temple in Los Angeles and the author of such critically acclaimed books as The Extraordinary Nature of Ordinary Times and More Money Than God, Living a Rich Life Without Losing Your Soul. Rabbi Leader, good to have you with us. I enjoyed our time in Nashville several months back, and I've been looking forward to our continuing conversations.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be with you on the air today, and I really enjoyed our time together at the NRB as well.
Well, I want to talk about the next festival, the Festival of Weeks that is coming up. But before we do, can we talk a little bit about some political things that have been going on, if you don't mind? I mean, first of all, the movement of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, which will coincide with Israel's 70th Independence Day. What is your feeling about this move that has happened quite expeditiously? You know, the president had said on the campaign trail he intended to do so, no different than other presidents, but actually this president did something the others didn't. He actually followed up on his campaign promise.
Right. Well, look, I don't think there's any question that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I don't think any reasonable person could dispute that. The question then is, are we willing as the United States of America to recognize that you know, it's always interesting to me to hear people who keep asking for the president to stick to the facts and recognize the facts as facts. When in this case, he clearly is sticking to the facts, namely that Jerusalem is the capital of the state of Israel. He gets criticized from the very same people who want him to stick to the facts.
Exactly.
So on this case, in this specific case, I think he's doing the right thing. Now, I will say this. I'm not a political scientist. I can't tell you, or an expert in foreign relations, I can't tell you that the timing was right or wrong, because there's an awful lot that goes on behind the scenes that none of us in the public are really aware of. You know, is it the right thing at the wrong time? Should it have been done sooner? Should it be done later as a kind of bargaining chip or leverage of some kind? To be honest, I don't like to pretend I know more than I do. I don't know what the subtext of the timing really is.
Mm-hmm.
But the decision itself, not the when, but the what, I think is fundamentally sound and extremely encouraging to those of us who understand how important the support of the United States is for the state of Israel, where, by the way, more than half of the Jews in the world now live.
Exactly. Well, Rabbi, the other good news about President Trump, which the mainstream media is not reporting on, is when he went to approve the budget for the embassy in Jerusalem, it was going to be around $1 billion. He said he had signed it. He had gotten his first name signed, and he hesitated and said, wait a minute, you know, $1 billion, this is a lot of money. Maybe we can do better. The good news is for the taxpayers is they were able to find a building, and it's a nice area. It's a nice building. It's going to be beautiful, as he would say, for $300,000. Big difference from $1 billion, right?
Yeah, big difference. And, you know, the only concern, of course, for our American citizens, diplomats and service members who work in the Foreign Service and work in the embassies. You know, I lived in Jerusalem for a couple of years, and the American consulate there is a very, very well protected, you know, facility. So the only thing I would hope is that we didn't try to save any money on the security measures required to keep our diplomats safe.
Yeah. Well, I'm for some reason, I have the sense of confidence that was highly considered as well. I mean, after all, you're going to be in Israel. Israel is under attack almost 24/7, 365 a year, is it not?
It is. I guess that's my way of saying I think that the actual number may be significantly higher than $300,000. That may be what the actual piece of real estate costs. But I'm pretty sure, having lived in Israel for a couple of years there, there may be millions of dollars of security measures poured into that building, and I think that's appropriate.
What did you make of Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, coming out and exposing what Iran has failed to do based on the agreement that they had with the United States and the international community to contain this nuclear activity?
My first thought was, I wish that he had delivered that speech instead of the speech he delivered, which was quite good, but this one even better. I wish he had delivered that speech at the United Nations before this deal was signed. And perhaps he would have had just enough leverage to, you know, prevent this deal.
Well, Mossad didn't have the information at the time, did they not?
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a fantasy. I wish, you know, we can't undo the past.
I'm with you on that. I'm so optimistic. I wish the same thing. But like you say, the one thing that you and I know about God is that things happen in order according to His time, not our time, His time.
Yeah.
And
even though we don't always understand that,
that's right. Yeah.
Cosmic timing and justice is not the same as earthly timing and justice. That's
exactly. And I guess that's segue into our, you know, the next festival that's coming up. But go ahead. You were going to say.
Bill, I just want to add one other thing. When you asked me how I felt about his speech, the first thing that came back to me is a speech given long ago that many of your listeners may not be aware of, and I hope they Google it. Many years ago, when Menachem Begin was alive and serving as the Prime Minister of Israel, he was asked by a group of American students what he believed the lessons of the Holocaust were for the world and for the Jewish people. And the first thing he said to those students was, when someone says they are out to destroy you, believe them. Mm-hmm. And that was my first thought and why I felt so positively about Netanyahu's speech, because he understands that very important lesson from the Holocaust, not mm-hmm. only for Jews, but for all people of faith and all people of goodwill. When an enemy of goodwill, an enemy of God, an enemy of the Jewish people, an enemy of good Christians everywhere, an enemy of good Muslims everywhere, says that he and his nation state or rogue nation state seeks to destroy you, you should believe that person and respond accordingly.
Exactly. And the Ayatollah, Iran has been clear to that point. You know, even in the negotiations as they were going forth, they were coming out saying death to the big Satan and death to the little Satan.
Yep.
There was no holes barred on it. And you go, okay, well, how can we negotiate with somebody who wants you to be non-existent? What are you negotiating now?
Right.
How are you going to not exist?
And believe he's telling the truth about his intention. Rhetoric. It's not just a negotiating ploy. I believe that.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
During the Holocaust, Bill, there were what the Nazis did was they brought the Jews to the ovens. What the Ayatollah and others want to do via long-range missile technology is to bring the ovens to the Jews instead. But the end result is exactly the same.
Exactly. Well, if we don't learn from history, as they say, we're bound to repeat it, right?
That's exactly.
And here we do everything we can to keep that from happening again. We're going to be talking, as I promised you earlier, with Rabbi Leder, the next major Jewish festival, which is held on the 6th, usually the 7th, 50 days, usually the 7th of Sivan. Am I saying that right, Sivan?
You got it right.
Okay, it's 50 days after the second day of Passover, Shavuot.
Correct.
And we're going to break that down. That happens on the evening of Saturday, May the 19th, ends in the evening of Monday, May the 21st. And we're going to break that down for you when we come back with Rabbi Steve Leder right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions per chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Manray launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm reading from the inside sleeve of Rabbi Steve Leder's most recent book, More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. He says, every one of us sooner or later walks through hell, the hell of being hurt, the hell of hurting another, the hell of cancer, the hell of divorce, the hell of chronic pain, the hell of anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's, a kid in trouble, the hell of a reluctant dunking a shovel full of earth upon the casket of someone we deeply loved. The point is not to come out of hell empty-handed. There is real and profound power in the pain we endure if we transform our suffering into a more authentic, meaningful life. Rabbi, the point of your book is that there is meaning in suffering. And if we're open to that, then we can be transformed. It is in, I tell people oftentimes, it's not necessarily at the hills, the top of the hills, that we experience the goodness of God. Oftentimes, it's in those deep valleys, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, if you want to think about the 23rd Psalm for a moment, you know, yes. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I think that's quite a sophisticated point. If you think about a shadow is only possible if the sun is still shining.
Yes.
It's not the valley of darkness. It's the valley of the shadow, right? And a shadow means that something is temporarily obstructing the sun, but the sun is still shining. In a way, the shadow is proof that the sun is still shining if we keep going.
Exactly.
The first chapter of that book is called When You Must, You Can. And that's really true. We have to walk through the suffering, and if we're open to it, if our hearts and our minds are open, and we're willing to be humble and vulnerable and reach out, we can find, you know, very deep meaning in our suffering. In a way, we're more whole after we're broken. That's for sure.
Well, and as you say, that that light that shines, it's almost ecliptical, isn't it? That light
it is an eclipse. Exactly right. You know that. Evil is not more powerful than good, and death is not more powerful than life, but it can temporarily eclipse the other. You know, the moon is not more powerful than the sun, but there are moments in time when the moon can nevertheless eclipse the sun. You can hold your thumb to the sky and eclipse the sun. But that doesn't mean that you're more powerful than the sun. So
exactly.
This is a question of perspective and faith.
Well, your book has been such a blessing and highly recommended, ladies and gentlemen. More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us. Rabbi, remind everybody how they can get their hands on it.
Amazon.com or Steve Leader, SteveLeader.com. Amazon is probably the easiest, and I hope it helps all people through what it means to be human.
Amen. It is a blessing, ladies and gentlemen. More Beautiful Than Before, How Suffering Transforms Us, from Rabbi Steve Leader. Rabbi, I want to talk to you about Shavuot. Major Jewish festival that is coming up the end of this month, right after Mother's Day. It'll be Saturday, May 19th, ends the evening of Monday, May the 21st. This is what we would know, as Christians would know, as the Harvest Festival, the Festival of Weeks. Break it down for us.
Well, this is one of the three pilgrimage festivals in the Old Testament, and two of them are harvest festivals. This is the first of the two. So this is a festival that marks the end of the wheat harvest. The second, we start counting 7 weeks from the second night of Passover, and that's when the barley harvest began. And then that 7 week period, 49 days, ended with the wheat harvest. So this was a time of tremendous joy in ancient Israel, a time of gratitude. And it was commemorated with this festival that we call Festival of Weeks. Which really, again, is an agricultural festival. Now, the important thing to understand in terms of its modern celebration is that roughly 2,000 years ago, during the period of the Talmud, or what we call the rabbinic period, the rabbis gave this Festival of Weeks a new meaning by connecting it to the receiving of the Torah, the receiving of the five books of Moses,
right,
of the Pentateuch, at Mount Sinai. Now, the interesting thing to me about this is, in my view, the sermon that I'm going to be giving for Shavuot, for this festival, is that you have to think of it not on its own, but in relation to the festival of Passover.
Mm-hmm.
Passover, I frame as a holiday that celebrates, a festival that celebrates freedom from oppression, freedom from slavery. And Shavuot, where we receive the Torah, I consider a festival celebrating the other kind of freedom. You know, there are two kinds of freedom,
mm-hmm,
freedom from and freedom to.
Mm-hmm.
What good really is freedom from oppression if we don't use that freedom to embrace the word of God, improve ourselves in the world around us?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the other shoe that has to drop. This is the opportunity that freedom grants us. You know, a lot of people say that, well, now since I am free, what can I get out of life? That's really not the religious Jew or the religious Christian question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not, the religious question, the spiritual question is not, now that I'm free, what can I get out of life? The religious question is, the spiritual question is, now that I am free, what will life get out of me?
Mm-hmm.
What will I do with my freedom? You know, you and most of your listeners, I would say almost all of them, we are among the luckiest people who ever lived in all of human history. What will we do with that good fortune? What will we do with our blessings? Because excess, to use our freedom from oppression, simply to engage in excess, is really another form of servitude. That's not freedom.
Exactly, right.
Generosity is freedom. Accepting, for Christians, the word of Christ, accepting the word of God for Jews. That's freedom too. And so this is the holiday that the rabbis connected to the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai.
You know, well, I'll tell you, that is so powerful. And I'm praying that our audience is capturing this, because I believe that's the ultimate calling, is our liberty. God wants us to live unshackled and to be free, and to be responsible with that freedom, as you say, not to not for self aggrandizement, not to advance our individual causes, but to be a servant to all, you know, to take the blessing of the freedom and to be that light to say, this is what happens when you follow God. And people who are truly liberated and following God, they're a different light in and of themselves, are they not, Rabbi?
They are, and they are a light unto the nations. And yeah. I think the rabbis were incredibly wise in connecting these two festivals together, the festival of Passover, freedom from, to the festival of Shavuot, freedom to. And by the way, we read our text for this festival is the book of Ruth, where we have someone exercising her freedom to become a person of God. She's the first convert to Judaism that we know of in the Bible.
Right. Now, in terms of its relationship, I understand the giving of the Torah, but here we are in the Festival of Weeks, celebrating 49 days after Passover. How does that tie in?
Well, I think it's the other part of the freedom equation, that there really are these two different types of freedom, freedom from and freedom to. And so once we were free from slavery, we had the freedom to embrace the word of God. And I really think that's what it's about. By the way, there's a custom of having all-night study sessions where you study various Jewish texts all night long during this day and this evening of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. And then in the morning in Jerusalem, when I lived there, was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. All these groups of religious Jews studying all night long, staying up until early in the morning, and then early in the morning, just before it's time for morning prayer, everyone walks toward the wall, the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, and there's a massive communal morning prayer at sunrise. And it's one of the most moving and beautiful things I've ever seen. And it's about the importance of studying and living the Word of God.
I have to tell you my experience when I was in Israel at the wall and watching the Jews come in celebrating, dancing, you know, and it was so uplifting and encouraging, because you have, that time in life where you pause and you go to God and we're re-energized in his presence to appreciate all these aspects, but particularly, as you say, this liberty that we're blessed with that only comes from God. Even our Constitution made it clear, right? It's not God-given. I mean, it's not government-given. It's God-given.
That's right. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice.
Amen. Amen. Well, Shavuot is coming on May the 19th, ends in the evening of Monday, May 21st. May we all pause and take the example of our Jewish brothers who will spend some dedicated time in the Word of God. You cannot come away from that dedicated time with God and not be uplifted and encouraged, can you?
That's exactly right.
Well,
exactly right. And let's all use our freedom from to embrace the Word of God and to ask not what can I get out of life, but what will life get out of me.
Amen. More beautiful than before. That's his book, How Suffering Transforms Us. Steve Leader, the rabbi with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Rabbi, thank you so much. Shalom.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a